Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
And we obviously are talking on the phone because that's how we roll these days, Carol. So Carol wrote a thing recently. Of course, Carol has a column in the Herald Banner, and she also has a blog that is an award-winning blog that I read. And the timing of this was remarkable. You wrote a blog piece called When People Were Quarantined.
Right.
But this was really, you wrote it before all the coronavirus stuff came up.
I had just been on a driving tour through the East and was in Lynchburg, Virginia. And one of their cemeteries had a pest house.
Mm-hmm.
And the photograph that was with the article, it was a picture of that pest house.
And she's saying pest house.
P-E-S-T.
Right, and that's short for pestilence. And
yes.
This is where people went when they had a terrible disease.
I don't know that they voluntarily went.
Right. Well, have you ever seen the movie Jezebel?
No.
With Betty Davis and Henry Fonda?
No.
Well, you should see that. It shows up on Turner Classic Movies quite frequently, but that's a movie about, it's not about a pest house, but that is where both Henry Fonda and Betty Davis, the characters they play, end up in New Orleans during a yellow fever plague.
Yes.
And so it's a remarkable film. But this sounds like a terrible thing where people were taken who were very, very ill. When you mentioned typhoid, yellow fever, smallpox, scarlet fever, typhus, cholera, and so on. But you also write about probably the one that you went to visit in Virginia, that really was run by a fairly enlightened doctor and had good results.
Right. Most of them were either had no one to look after them, or if a person had, say, smallpox and survived, then they could do the, take care of others because they were,
immune.
Immune.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, we're talking about that somewhat now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the doctor there in Virginia, who, what did he do to cut down on the...
He painted the walls black because that's what you do when they knew that was what you did for a patient who had the measles. And I can remember having the measles. And one of my grandmothers was the daughter of a doctor. And she made me... They covered up the windows in my room and I couldn't get out of my room and... It was just awful.
It sounds awful. Painted black, which is, of course, a Rolling Stones song. And
yes.
I guess maybe I start to see maybe the meaning of that a little bit. We're talking with Carol Taylor, Hunt County Historical Commission chairman. But what else did the doctor do there?
He laid them on the floor, and they had sand. And I'm not for sure how that worked, but that cured them. They were... isolated, just like they are today. But he gave them foods that normal people eat.
Mm-hmm.
Their relatives brought them foods.
And they had barrels of linseed oil and lime water at the door as people came in, and they would use this to treat sores.
Yes.
And you said that the mortality rate at that particular pest house in Virginia dropped from 50%, so a 50-50 proposition, to 5%.
Yes.
So this would have been what era?
This was...
You said during the Civil War.
No, this was past the Civil War. They moved the pest house in after the Civil War. There was a big army hospital there in Lynchburg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have so many Confederate burials there.
Yeah.
But they did, the good ladies of Lynchburg decided to use this as a teaching tool.
Mm-hmm. And then you write Greenville had a pest house.
Yes.
And this was located, you said, the northwest, close to the northwest corner of the East Mount Cemetery, which is still very much part of Greenville.
Yes.
I guess kind of close to the old Robin Hood mill.
Yes. but later, earlier than the Robin Hood flower.
Yeah. So, this was going back as far as the early 1890s, and a very famous Greenvilleite was treated there.
That's right. Tom King, who was very wealthy, he made his money out west around Abilene in the cattle business. And then he came back here. He married this young woman whose family was quite wealthy, and he took it, you know, he took her money and his money, and he was with the Katy Railroad on their board, and he just invested quite well, and he taught his wife how to invest.
Mm-hmm. But he came down with smallpox.
Yes.
And was treated there at what was called the Pest House, would have been south of downtown Greenville, and survived.
Yes. I guess she didn't want him around the house.
Well, it goes to show that it wasn't just the poor people that were taken to these places. Well, Carol, this is a fascinating story and certainly timely as we deal with what we're dealing with right now. So thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
You're most welcome.
Carol Taylor, Chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.